Okay, good morning. Today's class is in the Zchut of L'ul Nishmat Yerachmeil Dayan Ben Gedalia and Yerach Shamayim of Elisheva Ben Agag, Gadiel Ben Elisheva, Shevin Elisheva, Emer Elisheva, Reina Malka B'Tova Basha. Srat Hashem, Wednesday night's class is going to be on Tomer Devora, and that's going to be at Lincoln Road Chabad. In today's class, we're going to do lesson 14 in Likutei Moran. Very, very powerful lesson. Talks about the concept of Yitro. Okay, we spoke about this is a pasuk of Yitro. The concept of Yitro, when Yitro came back, it was one of the greatest splashes in heaven. When a person is able to get somebody who's really, really far away back to Judaism, God's honor is glorified more than anything. So this is a very, very important thing for us. You know, one of the things I was reading a concept about letting go, etc. Just wanted, so why are some of the reasons that people leave religion? One of the number one reason was shame. Shame. They did something wrong, they left. Second is unrealistic expectations. Okay, these are some of the reasons that people don't want to go into religion, they don't want to have anything to do with it. Shame and unrealistic expectations. The difference is with Judaism teaches you you can never have shame, but you can be embarrassed. Embarrassment is okay. Embarrassment means you've gotten into a higher consciousness. You made a mistake. You can be embarrassed. And there's a pasuk that says, embarrass, a person who's embarrassed, all his sins are forgiven. All our job is to do is to grow, recognize, take responsibility for what we did, not run away, but take action, be embarrassed, do better, and that's it. What happens is, there's many people that have left. They've fallen away due to this concept of shame, due to this concept of unrealistic expectations or whatever their in their mind is. And Reb Nachman says, when you're able to draw those people in, God gets the biggest high greater than anything else. This is where Chabad comes from. This is where really, really we have to run. Reb Nachman even says in Lesson 53 that the way to perfect your own knowledge is for you to help to you're never going to perfect your dat unless you're able to help other people. And this is why you hear many stories of the Tanaim that said, I've learned more from my students than anything. So Reb Nachman says here, to draw peace into the world, it's necessary to elevate God's glory to its source, to fear. Now, if you look at this pandemic, do you see people saying, wow, I got closer to God through COVID? It's bringing people away from God. It's doing the complete opposite. More fear, more panic, more hysteria. People are just, you know, scared to live and scared to die. It's just the glory of God, it seems to be that it's not there. Why? Because instead of elevating fear to its source, they're taking this fear and it's becoming a fallen fear. And that's what's happening today. Anything when we don't elevate God, it's very, very simple. There's two things in life, love and fear. If you have love for God, right, then you can take all the spiritual, all the physicality, and you can channel into spirituality. But if you lack the right love, what happens? It becomes a fallen love. Fallen loves become, we start loving too much relation, too much sex, too much food, too much money. Those are called shattered loves. So we can either have the right love, you love your creator, the more spiritual you are, the less you're going to need of other things to make you happy. And the same thing with fear. To the extent that I have fear of God, I do not fear anything else because I know everything comes from Him. But to the extent that I don't fear God, next thing you know, I become subject to all kinds of fallen fears. And you could see that today. And you could see, even people are spiritual, religious, people, they lost their perspective on this one. I think COVID really exposed people's really fear of God, lack of fear of God. And I'm just shocked by the amount of people that just have been so petrified of this virus and they just forgot about God. They just forgot about God. And you see it all over the place. And you know, and who are we listening to? You're listening to Fauci, and you're listening to Biden. This is the Chachamim you're listening to. This is where you're putting your trust in. So I'm just trying to explain to you: anytime we don't put the fear in God, and we have lower fears, then we come, all of a sudden, God's glory cannot be elevated. God's glory is diminished. God's glory is diminished. And the whole concept of this COVID means COVID. COVID, bring the honor to God. I mean, it's like black, you know, it's like the obvious thing. It's like almost like looking at a dollar bill, and the dollar bill says, in God we trust. Like God's telling you in the dollar bill, here's a segula for money. Trust in God. COVID, God's telling you, take the honor and elevate it to God. Like the most obvious things are in your face, but we don't see it because we're not looking in the right place. That's usually what happens in life. We don't see, it's like right in your face sometimes. You know, and sometimes, the answer is always in your right in your face. But our sages say, everybody's presumed blind until God opens up your eyes and lets you see it. You know, a guy having shalom bayit issues, he doesn't recognize, he's the one projecting the problem, negative energy onto his wife. All he's getting is the bounce back. I mean, the answers are so obvious. It's so obvious, but we look how much time we spend away from the source. And this is exactly what Rav is telling us here. Your job, and you want peace in the world, you want peace in mind, elevate everything to its source. If it goes to its source, then you get the direct light back. As our sages say many times, from Nachman says in 1176, there's a light and there's a reflected light. There's a direct light and there's a reflected light. You are only getting the exact amount of light that you are reflecting, etc. If you put the light, if you put your focus in the right place, you get that focus right back to you. Direct light and reflected light. The reason why we're not, when we're scared, when we have fear, we have these panic attacks, we're not putting the light in the right place. We're putting it on the wrong place. That's why we don't feel good. Pretty much. When you do good, you feel good. When you're spiritually connected, you feel good. When you're disconnected, you don't feel good. Period. So Rachman says that it's impossible to elevate the glory except through the Torah of loving kindness. It's very, very important that when you learn something, you shouldn't learn to become smart or become egotistical. You should learn in order to give it. Every time you should learn, your intention should be, Hashem, I'm just a channel, let me learn in order to give it. Because if the whole point is, I'm here in this world to elevate my brother and recognize that there's people that need the waters to drink, they're lost in the forest, and they need to be shown the direction, that's what our job is in life. When your job is in life is to give, God will give you the wisdom in order to give it. And he says, the Torah of loving kindness, this is one who studies in order to teach it. When you study in order to teach it, you're going to transform the Torah to all of a sudden become an experience in elevating God's glory. Because it's not only about you. Listen, if I'm learning Gemara just so I can outsmart the guy next to me, that's not the Torah of loving kindness. And this is why our sages say that what is one of the reasons why Chachamim did not have their sons follow their ways? It's because they didn't learn the Torah for the right reason. They learned it, but they didn't learn it to teach it. You know, sometimes we could say, you know what, listen, you know, if I'm helping you, I can't grow. That's not the way it works in heaven. The fact that I'm helping you, God's going to open up my mind so I understand things easier because I'm taking my time to help you. Very, very, we think, oh, I need to put, no, God opens up your mind. Either God opens up your mind and you could understand something very lofty in 5 minutes, or he can close your mind and it'll take you 2 weeks to understand it. It's not about whether or not, but it's all about your intention. So what Rav Nachman is telling us here, for the essence of God's glory is when the nations come back and recognize God. When the name of God ascends and is glorified above and below, this was the case with Yitro. Yitro was served every single religion, he was an idol, every single avodah zarah, and at the end of the day, he says, God is everything. When Yitro says, now I know that God is the greatest of all gods, God's name was ascended and glorified above. So you could see the benefits of, you could see what Chabad does. They bring people from far away, they bring them back. Any attempt for you to bring people back, not only is it going to help yourself, but you're going to be able to elevate God's glory because you're not self-centered. You're thinking about other people, which is most important. When we find that, there are people who are outside the draw of holiness to him. This is what causes God. And the rewards Rav Nachman tells us this, and doesn't mean just bringing converts. It means bringing people that were serving God asleep and waking them up. This is the same benefit, because when you wake somebody up, it's like you gave birth to that person. Rav Nachman, the Zohar says here something very beautiful. When a person guides and brings his fellow back to Judaism, the benefits are, the Zohar says, one should run after his fellow Jew who has sinned in order to remove the filth from him. By doing so, it's like he gave birth to him. This is the greatest attribute that causes God's glory to be elevated more than anything else. Whoever engages this is like a Aharon. He brought back many from sin. That person who brings sinners back to God surpasses all in all three aspects. He's going to be able to beat the other side. He's going to be able to beat his own Yetzirah, number one. He's going to elevate God's glory. And number three, in the way he preserves the entire world. As it says, my covenant is with him, life and peace. He will merit to see children, grandchildren, rewarded in this world and next world. And his enemies will be incapable of standing up against them. He will ascend through the 12 gates of heaven, and no one will stand in his way. That's the benefits, the Zohar, for you to go and go run after people. How important that message is. Because remember, what is the number one thing that makes God happy is when you can bring somebody far away and bring them back. So it's very, very important how importantly, how careful we have to be that when we are stuck in our own head, we can't help other people. This is why it forces you. Like Abraham and Sarah, what did they do? They ran after people. You know why they ran after people? Because they needed to complete their own consciousness. They needed to run after people. And this is why many people run after people, because really the benefit that you're getting is you, not them. And more importantly, God's glory is being honored. So what he's saying here, the only way to really get people back to Judaism and back to that is through the Torah, because the Torah itself is the spring. And this is what he's saying here. That how do we get that? Now we already know the Torah is going to bring them back. Your job is to elevate God's glory. And also, just think about if God gets the highest high from elevating his glory, from his glory being elevated, just think about yourself. Let's say you made a mistake. Let's say you got embarrassed. Let's say you got ashamed. And you come back to Judaism with love. Not only do your sins get erased, but they become mitzvot. So that refers to us ourselves. That we shouldn't be part of those sets of people that leave Judaism because of two things. Shame and unrealistic expectations. Who says you have to do everything at once? Who says? You can have patience. It's a process. But this is only in our head. But leaving itself causes God's glory to be descended. You understand? God's glory to be diminished. So this way you could start slow, but you should definitely go in the right direction. Don't say, it's not for me. Just say, right now, I don't have the capacity to do this. I want to do it. You should never say something's not for you. Not for me. Mm-hmm. It is for you, but right now, you're not at the level yet. That's the better way to say it. That means we want to, but right now, we don't have the koach to be able to get to that level. You see, there's a difference. That's a humble approach versus not for me, like I know better. This is not applicable to me. We don't want to use that anger approach. We want to use Hashem, I want to do better. I'm striving to do better. You're showing your ratzon versus saying, nah, it's not for me. Then Reb Nachman tells us here that the only way the Torah is going to stay with you and the way you're going to help other people is number one, through massive humility. Because humility is the ultimate key. When you're helping people, your intention should be only to help them. It shouldn't be for your own honor. It shouldn't be for, you want to show power. Because he's saying here, there's three things that could stop you from that, which is money, wealth, and wisdom. And those three things, wealth, wisdom, and strength, are given to you from above. Basically, you're solar powered, okay? If there's no power, if there's no sun, you're not getting any power. So sometimes God gives you your mazal, you have wisdom. Hashem gives a person wisdom. He gives them wealth and he gives them strength. But remember, he can also take it away from you. So those three things that people somehow, when they have wisdom, wealth, and strength, it seems to be that sometimes they use those things to say, what do I need you? I have this already. God could take it away from you. So we have to be careful that we should be a channel that we shouldn't have. This is what Rav Nachman said in 168. How is it possible for a person to have wisdom and money and spirituality at the same time? How is that possible? Our sages say many times, when we focus on the north, that means we're praying for wealth. And usually, Rav Nachman says, those don't stand together. And if you want to pray in the south, right, you're praying for wisdom. But he's saying it's very hard for a person to have both. We know friends, you know, you talk, they have a lot of money. You tell them, try to explain to them a little bit. No, not for me. Too busy. So usually that's a problem. Usually money becomes, it forms arrogance and it brings people away from God. Unfortunately, you would think the opposite. You would think, wow, the guy's blessed. He should be closer. But no. But Rav Nachman says the only way you can have wisdom and wealth together is if you don't stand anywhere. Don't stand anywhere. What does that practically mean? Is you're completely humble. And the way humility is to be less self-centered. Less self-centered. You're doing it, you're just a channel, etc. And this is why Rav Nachman tells us here that the only way to get this Torah is through humility. When a person's humble, then the Torah will be with him. This is exactly why the Torah was given to Mount Sinai, and from the wilderness of Matana. Everything to do with humility. Because remember, anytime you're learning something, and this is why you can come to an aspect of a little bit of arrogance. Oh, look how smart I am. So this is why it's very beneficial. And this is why the program in Breslov is really, whenever you're learning, pray for it. Pray that it should be with you. Pray that you should serve that teaching. I learned something. If I learned something, I have to pray now to turn that learning into action. Because we meet a lot of people, unfortunately, today. You know, sometimes we've gone to speeches, we've heard speeches. People are very intelligent. They're throwing out 100 Gemaras in a minute. But the heart's not there. And people fall asleep. Because I need a guy to tell me what Gemara he knows. How is he connecting to me in my life? How's he connecting to me? How does that work for me in my life? So there's no heart. And that's why sometimes you hear people speak, you fall asleep, because you see, the intentions are not there. And this is where Rav Nachman tells us here something beautiful. He says, the way to influence people to come closer to God is the Torah of Chesed, the Torah of love. This means studying the Torah with the intention of teaching others and forging a connection with them in the actual situation they're in. So you have to talk about the situations that people are in. If you're not talking about the situations people are in, you're not learning the Torah of loving kindness, because first you have to study what people are dealing with. What are they going through? You know, what's the number one issue today? Loneliness, depression, anxiety, lack of connection, family issues, money, fear, anxiety. You don't study these issues and you're not connecting to the people. You'll never get to the people because you didn't think about them first. You thought about yourself. And then what happens? How many times I remember being younger, going to a synagogue, disconnected, no connection, no warmth, no nothing. It's just, and unfortunately, that's an experience that is happening too often. Thank God for Chabad. They're really changing that. They're bringing love. They're bringing a different connection. Thank God for, Breslov needs more synagogues. I have no idea why we don't have any more synagogues in Breslov. I'm going to stay in my lane. But Chabad does a tremendous job of bringing that warmth and bringing people from outside and making them feel welcomed. And it's a tremendous job they do that. And they do that out of love. And yeah, they'll keep you in shul till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, obviously because they know where else you're gonna go. But they'll keep you a little longer. But it's a festive situation. But this is where an area in our lives that we have to really, really have our intentions in the right place. When you're learning, first thing you should know, first of all, it's very, very another very important message is your life is your lesson. So many people have the issue of, you know, I used to go to hear speeches about the guy talking about simcha, right? Guys, you have to be besimcha. And this person, I never saw his teeth in 5 years. So how could you tell me about simcha if you don't have? I've never seen you smile in 5 years sitting here. So again, your life is your lesson. When we get to that, we have to practice it. You have to practice more and instruct less. You know, my grandmother, she never told me to give charity. But as a little kid, sitting in her house, all I did was watch her give charity. So she did more instruction. She demonstrated more and instructed less. The same thing today. That's another reason why we're not allowed to comment to our spouses about, oh, you should learn this, you should learn this, you should learn that. They're not going to listen to you unless you are demonstrating exactly that. Because if you're demonstrating it, then you don't need to do anything. They'll copy you, pretty much. If so, all of a sudden you're a happier person from what you're learning. Imagine a person comes back from Rav Nachman's teaching, Rav Nachman in Uman, and he tells his wife, you have to learn Rabbeinu. You have to. If you don't, you're going to go to this. You're going to go. Why in the world would she want to go and deal with a guy like this? Look what he turned out like. It's very, very important. We have to make sure that the message we are giving, we are demonstrating exactly our lesson. And this is pretty much the same thing with children. We have to do a lot more demonstrating and less instructing. Because if you are it, and if you feel good, if you feel people want to, they want what you want. But if you have to push it and shove it down people's face, already the approach is wrong. And this is why so many people have gotten turned off. Because they've been shoved. This stuff has been shoved to them. And unfortunately, it's been shoved the wrong way. Instead of demonstrating. This is why many studies show that, you know, especially in Hasidic circles, many, that when there's happiness, usually the people stay, the kids follow that religion, follow that spirituality. When there's a lack of happiness, they usually drop out because it's too much instruction, unrealistic expectations, and obviously if you're doing something without love, etc. So this is why Rav Nachman says the key to get people to turn back, first you need humility, second you need to recognize that you have to, the importance of bringing people back. And it doesn't mean you have to be perfect. You have a person has a gift, he has to do whatever he can to bring people back. Because when you do that, you're elevating God's glory. And if he sees that you're doing it out of your heart for 5 people, he's going to give you the strength for 10 people. So pretty much, if your intentions are right, then you just become that channel. And the reward that you get is tremendous, tremendous amount of feeling accomplished in this world, and you feel it's an unbelievable feeling when you're thinking about others instead of thinking about yourself. And usually that's the biggest problem. Another thing Rav Nachman says before we finish is you have to be careful that when you are bringing people back, that the number one obstacle that they have is these clean garments. These garments need to be cleaned. And this is where, you know, you see many people I've seen. I have many people. They're struggling. And it's okay to struggle, but there's a cleansing that needs to happen. I can't get that cleansing done. There has to be a process. So we should also recognize that when we come back to Judaism, and when we come back to spirituality, all the things that we've been hiding away from are going to start coming up. And this is where we have to let them go. And we have to forgive ourselves, and we have to have compassion for ourselves, because shame is not going to get you anywhere. Shame is not going to get you anywhere. Embarrassment will. Embarrassment will. I'm embarrassed. I knew better. Could have done better. That's the difference between embarrassment. Embarrassment, okay. Could have done better. I know better. Versus shame. Shame says, I don't want to even connect. I'm too ashamed to talk. I'm too ashamed to this. And this is what we have to go careful. And this is what he's saying here, that we have to be careful with these when people are trying to come closer, they have to get there. There's a lot of cleansing from soiling the garments that need to be soiled. And it says, this is a process, that it's going to be a process. And they have to have patience, because, you know, garments don't get cleaned in one day. It's a process. And this is where obstacles come to people, you know, constant yeridot and constant test that a person has to go through, and bitterness, but all of this is for the sake of a greater peace. So you have to be able to endure a little bitterness, especially if you're hitting a higher level of consciousness. Like we said before, if you want, before you, your marriage gets better, it's going to be a little bit more bitter. Because through the bitterness, cleansing comes, humility comes, and through humility, you ultimately get peace. So may Hashem help us all, that everybody should think about the way they can, and it's like anything else. You have a great restaurant, you recommend it. Same thing. When you have something that works for you, first thing you're going to do is you recommend it. And this is something what we really, really have to work on. You shouldn't think also, because, who am I to get other people? I'm not doing what, that's not what he's saying here. Your job is, in whatever you learned, whatever your level is to bring people back. It could be a little heavy, but if your heart is in the right place, they will hear you. And the rewards that you get for this, are incredible. It helps you constantly grow yourself. You'll never get stale. But when we think about ourselves, we think we're learning for the wrong reasons, then we become, this is why Rabbi Nachman yelled at his followers before he died. He says, do not become old wood. Strike the match. Strike other people's matches. What are you guys doing here, sitting around? Go travel. Literally told him, go travel. What are you doing here? Move. Go travel. And that's exactly his message. His message was, the fire has to continue. And this is what's a very, very important message. May Hashem help us all, that we should all get to this. And you have to understand something, measure for measure also. There's a great pasuk in lesson 106 that he says, Asher maskil al davi omer amitehu Adonai. Help the praiseworthy, help a person who's dull on a rough day, help the needy, because on the day that you're going to need help, you will get help. You understand? Help somebody else, because the day that you're going to need help, that mitzvah that you did is going to help you. When you're lost in that day, when you're constricted, because you helped that guy out Tuesday, that Tuesday guy is going to help you today get out of your mess. Also, you're storing up a lot of spiritual points that when you get lost, I say this all the time, whenever I'm not in a good place, Hashem, I'm redeeming credits. And the wisdom comes to me. I redeem credits. I redeem credits from other previous things that I'm lost. Okay, time to redeem credits. And you get them. So that's another thing. When you help other people, when you're in a good mindset, when you're not in a good mindset, those credits will come to help you. This is a very, very important message. We're always looking for the instant gratification. What did I get out of it? Sometimes you get paid in a week. Sometimes you get paid in a month. Put it in the bank. Put it in your spiritual bank account. You're going to need it. Have a great day.
That's my puzzle.